This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The FBI arrests a man and a woman with wild extremist views in this alleged power grid attack plot that would have hit five substations in the Baltimore area. In the meantime, it's a race against time to save people in an area in Turkey and Syria, as the death toll is mounting with crews scouring the rubble after a 7.8 earthquake rocked that part of the world while so many were sleeping. Collapsed buildings, devastation, you name it. That's what you see everywhere you look with the photos and the videos coming out after this earthquake, and then 100 aftershocks, which is just phenomenally awful. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a great weekend as we're rolling through another week here on America Tonight with me. So 4,300 officially declared dead in the quake crisis. Humanitarian aid is pouring in. Rescue crews from all over the place are there or headed to Turkey and Syria. But there's also complications with that because you have a Syrian civil war that's happening right now. You have just roads that are blocked, which you would imagine you would see because of huge buildings that are collapsing. It's a very dire, dire situation. And you think, you look at it, and I guess it's not a guess, it's the area that it hit. You know, you really had first two big ones. You had 7.8 and 7.5, and it hit southern Turkey. So why was this region, why is this so deadly? And it is because you have a lot of people that are clumped in a very, very, in a very small area with tall, tall, tall buildings, and those buildings fell down. And they are partially collapsed and completely collapsed. And the area where it happened, in looking at a map of it, and to my understanding as it was explained to me, there are three tectonic plates. You know, we learned about that in elementary school. And these plates, it's the Arabian, the Anatolian, and the African plates, and they meet up in that region. They squeeze together and they build up friction and stress that gets released as an earthquake. It's been 100 years since this has happened in that particular place. And you got to think of this, about how fast does this move? And you're talking about just under half an inch a year. That's what a seismologist would tell you, and that's what one told me. Turkey sits on the Anatolian plate, so it gets squeezed kind of to the, not kind of, it goes to the west. I mean, that is the best way to describe it. And Turkey has two major faults where earthquakes originate, and that was what happened here. And they call it a strike slip fault. It's a fracture in the Earth's crust where the rock slides past each other horizontally when they break. And then that's what you get. And when you look at the map, that's what you see. And it struck close to the surface and the proximity, as I mentioned, where so many people were living. So they didn't have to travel very far before they reached buildings and people on the surface, which makes it much more intense, that shaking. And then the aftershocks, too, that have been so large. I mean, the big ones, right? And then, of course, naturally, you start to talk about, well, you have the population, you have the structures, how vulnerable are they, how resistant are they to earthquakes, as we've had this discussion in the United States, particularly mostly in California. When you're talking about the San Francisco Bay Area, you're talking about Southern California and the San Andreas Fault and where all of that falls, and then what happens with the amount of buildings, and are they up to code, and if there's an earthquake. And certainly, from what I understand, a lot of these buildings were not that. Now, in 1999, there was a 7.4 magnitude earthquake that hit northwestern Turkey, and there was 17,000 to 20,000 people affected by that. 17,000 deaths, 20,000 if you count injuries and everything else in between. And they had another earthquake that followed up that had killed some people too, but under 1,000 there. But you mix that all together, and what a disaster that is. So it goes without saying that the U.S. jumps in. There are rescue crews that are on the way. There's humanitarian aid that's pouring out from so many different parts of the world, and it's just a reminder of the fragility, I think, of life and what can happen with Mother Nature. And sadly, it's a very, very dire time for so many of the people, and when it's particularly cold. So you're dealing with complications of civil war, you're dealing with the cold, you're dealing with blocked roads, and it is a scramble, it is a race against time. That's what it is, like I said, to try to find people alive, and then, of course, recover as many bodies as possible. And I don't know if you're thinking about this, but over the weekend, and I happened to see this a couple of different times, people cheering from the beach as the Chinese spy balloon was shot down. Can you imagine? Woohoo! A day at the beach. So many people are cold across the United States, but we're here in Myrtle Beach, and we're hanging out. We're just enjoying. the weather. And then we look up in the sky, and there's that giant balloon. So the Pentagon's disclosure that previous balloon flights over the U.S. happened, it happened actually when Donald Trump was in office, I think was surprising by some people, including the former president, apparently. So what happened there? But the U.S. military failed to detect prior Chinese incursions. At least that's according to one of our top generals. Well, that doesn't make you feel comfortable. Well, how many times has this happened? General Glenn Van Herchik, he oversees the North American Aerospace Defense Command, did a briefing, and he said, I will tell you that we did not detect those threats, and that's a domain awareness gap that we have to figure out. What? So, wait, we didn't detect it, but now we know that that's happened, and we got to pay attention to that. So, this time around, this was shot down off the South Carolina coast after a days-long journey across the U.S., which is now the fifth time in recent years that Beijing has breached our airspace using this technology. So are you telling me that these balloons go that far off course all those times? So over the weekend, we were informed that there had been those breaches near Texas, Florida, Hawaii, and Guam. Yikes. In the past. Coming up, we're headed to the man cave.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind-the-scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook, Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter, @KateSDelaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com. Another reminder, my book, Invade the Man, is being updated, and we're going to have a big release at the end of February, and we will include, of course, what's happened with the Super Bowl, because we know it's the Eagles and the Chiefs that will be squaring off this time in a historic Super Bowl. 57. We're up to 57. You know what's always interesting about the Super Bowl is the commercials. People talk about the commercials. You know, even if they don't watch the game, they look them up. And, of course, advertisers know that. So they are willing to shell out so often the very biggest of bucks to pay for for whatever the Super Bowl ads are going to cost them. And when you're talking about $6 million a pop, that's pretty much where we're at now at this point. So looking at Super Bowl ads, what's I think so interesting this time around is, you know, last year it was about cryptocurrency, which now is falling off the map. With some of the scandals and the biggest exchanges falling apart. So crypto is absolutely out. And, of course, booze is back in, always with beer ads. And officially, the spots are sold out. So the in-game ads for the Super Bowl, all gone. This takes place on Sunday, so it's not a surprise. It is the biggest stage for advertisers because, of course, the products in front of 100 million people plus. The executive vice president of ad sales for Fox Sports said a few ads went for more than $7 million for a 30-second spot. Most sold between $6 million and $7 million. Anheuser-Busch, no surprise, the biggest advertiser
with 3 minutes of national airtime. But they gave up their deal to be the exclusive alcohol advertiser this year. So Heineken, Remy Martin, Molson Coors, also in the game. And then also chips, right? You know, packaged foods like Doritos, M&Ms, streaming services, autos are big, tech companies. Remember last year's Super Bowl was dubbed, like I said, the Crypto Bowl, because you had four cryptocurrency companies, FTX, whoops, Coinbase, Crypto.com, and eToro that ran a bunch of commercials. And that was the idea of getting crypto companies to break into the mainstream with sports sponsorships. But in November, when FTX filed for bankruptcy, and oh yeah, oops, its founder was charged with that scheme, you know, the one to defraud investors. that kind of fell off the radar. So a lot of the ads were sold, I guess, pretty early. 90% of the inventory was gone by the end of the summer. So people don't wait for this because they know they want to get the best spot they can possibly get. And where is the placement? And I think, seriously, when crypto went kaput, that meant that there was going to be maybe some more availability to get a better spot. So I look forward to what those commercials are going to be. And there are some that there'll be a little bit of a re-release, you know, kind of a beforehand release. They're smart, I think, some of them, to do that. And I'll definitely go over those as we get closer to the end of the week. So speaking of the Super Bowl, a couple of quick notes on that. The Eagles coach, Nick Sirianni, was let go by Andy Reid, who is the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, after the 2012 season. He was the wide receivers coach at the time, but he said he was appreciative of how Reid handled the situation and, you know, as not being retained as part of the staff. And he was asked about that by a bunch of reporters, and he said, you know, do you have this little chip on your shoulder? And he said, sure, yeah, you do. But he said, that's who I am as a coach and a person, so I want to make sure I'm working my butt off to get as good as I possibly can. Obviously, it's worked because the Eagles are in the Super Bowl to face off against Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs, which, by the way, it is 6:30 Eastern, the kick on Fox. And it is sure to be, I think it will be. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think we're going to see a close Super Bowl, which is good, because then there's probably more interest if I'm an advertiser. There's more interest in kind of staying glued to the tube, too, but there's more interest in the game for those of us who want to see this game. And there's questions about, you know, you look at the quarterback for the Eagles, Jalen Hurts. And the CEO of the Philadelphia Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie, says that Jalen Hurts is just what they're looking for when he's asked about the prospects of initiating contract extension talks with the agent at some point. And he said, I don't think he has anything to prove at all. He's an MVP caliber quarterback, an incredible leader of the team on the field, off the field. He's 24, mature, and most importantly, driven to be even better. And what we are seeing today, this is the owner, the one who writes the checks, is just the beginning for Jalen. This guy will tackle every weakness as he has since high school and college, and it's exciting for all of us. That was a very good answer, because he is scheduled to make a base salary of $4.2 million next season. And recent contracts that have been handed out to quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, well over $45 million a season. So you know that's going to change. You know that's going to change. But they're not going to work on the contract before the game. That doesn't make any sense. Because win or lose, there's going to be a huge contract coming his way. You know, absolutely. It's inevitable that that's going to happen because of how well he's done and for what Jeffrey Lurie just said. How young he is. All right, something else is pretty interesting. LeBron James is making all kinds of history. It's not a surprise because of his tenure on the courts and how many points he scored and everything else. And he did say he was disappointed that, a little bit disappointed, that the Lakers did not get Kyrie Irving, who instead was dished to Dallas because he was having, I think, a rocky time with the Brooklyn Nets. So there was, the Lakers were once a handful of teams that were really aggressively pursuing Irving after the eight-time All-Star wanted to trade from the Nets. But that didn't happen. Instead, it was the Dallas Mavericks who ended up with him, which he has what they certainly need on the floor. And with James, look, he's 38. He signed a two-year, $97.1 million extension with the Lakers in the offseason. So he's under contract through 24, 25 that season, and maybe another season after that. L.A. right now is 13th in the Western Conference, but only three games out of the sixth seed, because remember, we have all these seeds. So they're 25 and 29, and he has said that the struggles with the Lakers have taken a toll on him. You know, that it's challenging, that what is his mindset as he goes through these practices and then they lose another game or they win a game, or, you know, the focus of where are the Lakers headed and how do they get to that point where, okay, so there's still a lot of time before you get to the playoffs, but you don't want too much time either to evaporate because you want to close the deal sooner rather than later. And that's why he wanted Kyrie Irving, because the better players around him obviously are going to help in that scoring department or the defense department or, you know, any of that. All right, I want to jump to, for a second, I want to jump to the great game of golf. It's only great if you play it, because then everybody else thinks it's boring, right? They don't want to watch it on TV, whatever. But if you actually play it, I think it's challenging. How about the Packers-Rodgers winning the Pro-Am at Pebble? Yeah, he did. How about Justin Rose? His drought ended. He won Pebble. Sweet! Coming up next, you're going to win with a conversation both with John Runavara and Bob Skeleton, two great authors with big messages coming up around the bend.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Republicans are determined to block the Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid package. That's according to House Speaker Mike Johnson. He says the legislation aimed at addressing the border catastrophe would be rejected in the House. The proposed law includes revisions to immigration regulations, but critics argue it falls short in curbing illegal entries. The U.S. continues its airstrikes against Iran-backed groups in the Middle East. American forces targeted 4 anti-ship missiles and a land attack cruise missile in Yemen, preventing them from threatening ships in the Red Sea. King Charles has received a cancer diagnosis, and Buckingham Palace is keeping details about the type and prognosis under wraps. However, they did mention that the 75-year-old monarch commenced regular treatments today. It's worth noting that a benign prostate procedure took place over a week ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Virtual green room. He joins us here on America Tonight to talk about his book, Mental Illness Unmasked. John, thanks for hopping on with us.
Sure, thank you. Nice to be here.
Your story is one that I think more people suffer through than people realize, and misdiagnosed people and people who are frustrated by the system and the stigma of mental illness. Tell us your story.
Well, it wasn't always clear to me either. And like I might have mentioned before when we talked, is, you know, going through, 21 years of a prolonged mental health recovery. And I was getting medicated for bipolar, but it wasn't until years later that I was actually diagnosed with bipolar schizoaffective disorder. And that changed everything because from the very first time I was going to the hospital, and my brothers were actually bringing me to the ward, and it was in the children's unit because I was 17. And I'm telling my brothers, they're like, yeah, they're going to, you know, help you slow down your thoughts and get things more in tune. And I'm like, I said, boy, if they can slow my thoughts down, I mean, that would look out, you know, because I could not control it. But it's weird because I went 21 years without ever bringing that subject up again, or, you know, at least realizing that my thoughts were racing. And that's symptoms of schizoaffective. It's, you know, schizoaffective is not the full-blown schizophrenia where you have, dominant voices and stuff and hallucinations, but it has symptoms that are related to it that can influence, similar to the schizophrenia. So mine was racing thoughts, and those thoughts actually influenced the way I was processing information, which actually ended up making it very difficult for me to really conquer a sense of clarity with my chemistry.
And in your book and how the contents of it are, you talk about all kinds of things. You talk about triggers. You talk about the day of your diagnosis. You talk about the mania. You talk about tools for supporters, which I think is so important. So once you got the diagnosis, then what happened?
Which one? The first, when I first got diagnosed?
Yes.
Well, it was weird because it was started early childhood, and my dad was like, he didn't understand it, and he didn't really play tribute to the idea that it could potentially be a mental, a health situation, you know? And probably because he just never really thought of it, and it was still early. I mean, things are still, you know, some people knew about it, some people didn't. But when I first got diagnosed, and I got out and it was around my 18th birthday, and they're telling people, like the doctors are saying, like, he probably won't be, I mean, probably won't want to be around people right now because he's, you know, developing this new chemistry. But it was on the contrary, because I actually got out and I was more, I didn't mind being around people, you know? And in the first diagnosis, I mean, I'm like, when I first found out that this is, you know, because they're telling me in the emergency room before I went to the ward that, you know, famous people like, you know, movie actors and, you know, different, you know, celebrities or, you know, like Abraham Lincoln and stuff had this or similar illnesses and stuff. I'm like, really? Because I didn't know nothing about it, you know, and I'm like, so what happened is, when I first got diagnosed and got out of the hospital, I was thinking, man, this is a huge subject. I have no idea what it's about, you know? And I have a lot to learn about it because I never heard of it before, and I'm so young yet still, you know, as well. So that was my first initial, but I want to bring it back a little bit because when I was actually diagnosed with bipolar schizoaffective 21 years later and after 13 hospital visits, I was actually, I was withdrawn from people. That's when I was actually withdrawn because it actually started treating the symptoms that I was having for so many years. When I first started taking the medication, it was, I'm outside with my coffee and smoking. I'm at a group home because they want to monitor because some medications have serious side effects and they want to make sure that I'm in a good place. And I'm outside, I'm thinking, I'm just looking down like, wow. I'm like, my mind's off the clock for once, you know, because it was racing for so many years, you know.
Wow. So. Wow, what a difference that must have been. And and I love the title, Mental Illness Unmasked, because that's what you're doing. What do you tell people? What else do you tell people in the book?
I try to open, like, I try to bring the reader alongside of me. And, you know, whether it's in the hospital, I try to illustrate what other people, what you view other people are how they're dealing with the crisis of being in a psych ward and what their feelings are or might be, you know, and just the different stigmas in the hospital. And I also try to bring in an emergency room. I mean, these doctors and nurses in these emergency rooms, and they're so much more active today than they probably have ever been, you know, because of the crisis of all the stuff that we're going through with the pandemic and stuff. And I think another thing about the book is I try to also, like, say if someone's depressed, I try to give tools to try to better understand how to make that person feel comfortable, whether it's meeting them at their chemistry, not too high, you know, just somewhere, if someone's depressed, try to, you know, meet them eye to eye and try to listen and be more patient around them. Stuff like that. Those are the types of tools that I try to illustrate in my book as well.
Yeah. For you, writing the book, was that cathartic? Did it feel good?
It was, because I'm not a writer, so what happened is, I'm like, well, I don't feel like doing chapters in a book because it just doesn't appeal to me for some reason, you know, because I'm not a big reader as well. And so I actually wrote the book by using Google Gboard, the app. I put that as my default setting on my phone for writing. So basically, I would press the button and I would speak into my phone.
Mm.
So 95% of the book is actually written by how I speak, not by how I write. And writing the book together in general, I mean, I'm writing it. I'm like, I go outside for a smoke because I'm, you know, just processing the information. I'm at a coffee shop doing this, you know. And I'm outside, I'm thinking about it and, like, fighting back tears once in a while and just like, but it's been such a big recovery and such a big journey, and it's really neat to be able to have that clarity of chemistry and be able to process the information so that it effectively works best in your life, you know?
Yeah, and your life now is so different from that 17-year-old, isn't it?
Exactly. And that's a big thing, too, is like, because, I mean, I might have had a past with illness and just so many failures and so many, you know, I mean, I would go to my job and be working, and the littlest things would just overwhelm me, and I'd have to sit on the ground and because working outside doing cutting a hole in a house so we can put a vent in because I was dealing with heating and cooling for a company, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just the smallest things I would get so overwhelmed about, and I would have to walk up the job or have someone pick me up. And this went on for years. I mean, with all the best intentions to maybe really make an effort and really do it, and my chemistry was not in a good place. So now, with, you know, after I've been able to get a full diagnosis, which has been 8 years with no more symptoms of illness, 8 years with this, no more side effects of the medication, and the same medication for 8 years. So when I look at my past, I turn it into a story rather than the polarizing of good or bad or whatever. Turn it into a story, and I find ways to validate that experience and find ways to support that what I went through was only something that maybe could have been preparing a real thankful feeling when I did get the clarity in my life.
Wow. What do you hope people take away from reading Mental Illness Unmask?
Well, there's a lot of detail to it. So, like, I think one person had mentioned that it was really neat that you had these questions. Because in the book, I designed the book almost like a mock interview. So I would change psyches. One time I might be a person that's a parent asking a question in the book, or, you know, these different psyches I use in order to build and like design this book. So basically, I would ask a question, just a random question, maybe directed towards recovery, whatever it is, and then I would answer that same question in a bigger body form. Mm-hmm. So when you're reading a book, you're like, okay, you see one question. I can't give a direct example at the moment, but you see a question, you're like, that's an interesting question. I would like to know what he had to answer that question. So what I do is I put that in a bigger body of answer. The answer is a bigger body, and then I do smaller questions related to the body.
Ah, yes.
And so what I do is I sum it up basically with a couple small questions and small answers.
Sure, the book is a mock interview, and that's a unique way to put it together. John Renovaro, pick up his book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Suicide is preventable but not predictable. Stories of hope. So important right now. I am so pleased to welcome Bob Skelton to the show. He's in our virtual green room and he has a story of his own to tell. And boy, he has really dug up some wonderful stories about people moving forward through some really difficult scenarios. Bob, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate your doing this and getting it the word out there.
So let's talk about your life. Everything's going along well. You start a business with a couple of friends, and things are looking great. You have this career where you move through the career. You're in the military, and then, like I said, you end up at the Duke Medical Center, and then... you've got this wife and you're in Florence, South Carolina, and you start to practice your profession. And like I mentioned, you've got this business with a couple of friends. And then what happens?
Well, the business did not go quite the way that we had planned. It was supposed to make us a lot of money. It ended up, my two friends said, "Oh, you don't need our help. We want to get out of this thing." So they got out of it and left me holding the bag, and economy went bad, and so everything, lost everything I owned. I had acquired a few things that I had that I could sell, and I sold those, but I still ended up owing $90,000 at 19.5% interest, which is just unbelievable within itself. And so people offered me jobs and different things and to try to pay this back. The 19.5% interest on, you have to, I was just making money to pay the interest. It was not anything that, no progress could be made. And so the problem I had was I just could not deal with I couldn't walk away from it because I thought that that was, or felt like it was the same thing as stealing. I had to pay this money. So I contacted the people that I owed the money to and said, I cannot pay you. I don't know how I'm going to pay you or when, but I will pay you. But this drug on for about 4 years. I was sleeping between 2.5, 3 hours. The good night was 4 hours a night. But my body could not hold up with that. Over time, I just had a tremendous ache in my body. Every waking minute, my body ached like a toothache, and I could feel my heartbeat in my fingernails. And I said, I cannot live like this. I have got to have relief. So I made plans to go to a hotel in a nearby town, and there I was going to plan to jump, and felt like that was something I could handle. But I went there, and I wrestled with a lot of things, and everything kind of made sense in my brain, which did not make good sense, but at the time it did. But one thing, I had two people in my life that I loved dearly, and I said, this will not work. I'll transfer the hurt I'm going through to them. And now this was after hours of struggling with this thing. But I came home and I said, no matter what, I have got to do this for them. And when I did, I started working on a plan, and this plan was something that had never been tried, but I took my prosthetic training business that I'd been to college for, and I said, I'm going to do this different because I think it needs to be done a little differently than how I've been doing it and how it's normally done. And so I partnered myself with some people, and then I started contracting my services out. And what happened was the first year, I had no idea this was going to happen, but I made four times more money than I'd ever made since I'd been working. And, I mean, that was just kind of a business phenomenon within itself. The next year, it doubled.
Wow.
Then the next year, it doubled again.
Wow.
And the next year, it doubled again. Three times, it doubled. And then it didn't double again. It settled down to about 10%, 15%, which was still amazing for a business, a new business. And we were able to, the way we were doing our business, we were doing a lot of travel and out of town and so on. And I wanted to decrease that travel time. I had a passionate love. I'd gotten my private pilot's license, and so I had a passion to do that so I could incorporate work and the thing I love to do most, and that was flying. And so I bought a single engine airplane and flew it for a while. Then I started doing a lot of nighttime and instrument stuff. And so I said, well, I need twin engine airplanes. And so I ended up over the years buying three twin engine airplanes, which, airplanes are kind of like a boat. If you've got a boat, you got a lot of friends. And so I started flying governors and lieutenant governors and physician friends and NASCAR race drivers, that three-time champions, those kind of things. And so it made my life just amazing with the people that I was able to meet and to get to know.
Yeah,
and
wow.
So,
wow, well, I got to stop you there because we could go on and on about your story. It's amazing that you went from that hotel room to this incredible success, and now you arrive at writing this book, Suicide is Preventable but Not Predictable, because you walked through that fire. And what do you talk about in the book? What will people expect in the book?
Well, obviously, the book is about, you know, a subject that nobody wants to talk about.
Mm.
And so what I had to do was I created in the book, the first part I talk about the problems that we have and how it is exponentially getting worse every year. And we've got to stop this. It cannot continue to grow. From 2000 to 2020, we had a 30% increase in suicides. So we have to make people aware of the problem, and we've got to do something about it. And then the next section of it, I talk about stories. I tell my story, but I also have other stories of people who have had dealt with this, was able to overcome it, and how their life was so much different afterwards as it was mine. I had no clue that things were going to change like mm-hmm. they did. And then the end of the book, people, I did my own little surveys, and I was giving my hints to people that I'd give them 5 hints, and they did not pick up on one of those hints that I was going to take my life. I said, whoa, people have got to know. And most people said, well, I had no idea. Well, they're missing the signals. So I think there's training needs to be done to help people to understand and see the signals that people are giving for suicide every day, and then what to do about it. But most of the time, the thing about it is that people, if you have to be a great listener, not what you say, it's pretty much what they say. And so the 3 different segments is what we're basically focusing on.
Wow, tremendous way to lay out that book, and it's what they say, not what you think, and especially so strong, those signals, and getting more training, I so agree. And you're saying it throughout this, but your book, Suicide is Preventable but Not Predictable, Stories of Hope, you can get Bob's book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. What do you hope people take away from reading the book?
Well, obviously those things, the people who read it, that I want them to take away that there's something I've got to do. There's a stigma here that, you know, we don't want to talk about this, but I've got to start being comfortable. I need to teach myself, just like preparing yourself for CPR, those things. And then the people who have a story, tell their story, and then get your training. And we're going to make all of those things available to people and live events that we're doing. And so that's wow. what we want. We want to see change. We're not just writing a book for entertainment. It's for people to make a change in the way that we address suicide.
Yeah. And you can find out more, too, right? If people want to know more about what you're talking about, like eventually all these live events and stuff, suicideispreventablenotpredictable.org, can they go there and find out more?
Well, it's bob@awareness23.org.
There you go. Perfect. Bob, what a great mission you are on. Who better to do it? And as you said, you walk through your story, you share it, and then the signals, the training, I think, is so, so key. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.